Representative Chip Roy slams Biden assault on border. Americans are dying, cartels are profiting. By Joshua Klein on July 26, 2022. Americans are dying as cartels continue to profit. According to Representative Chip Roy, RTX, who slammed the Biden administration's open border policies, claiming, "We're under invasion," and accused the MIA Democrats of not caring about the impact of such policies on Americans and migrants alike. Representative Chip Roy, speaking Tuesday at the America First Policy Institute's AFPI, two-day America First Agenda Summit, blasted the scourge of moving human beings for profit all while the cartels are getting paid thousands of dollars to put these little girls and little boys into the sex trafficking trade, to be put in stash houses in Houston, Texas, San Antonio, Texas, all along the border. The Texas congressman criticized Judiciary Committee Democrats for unanimously rejecting an amendment he proposed aimed at increasing penalties for child sex trafficking offenses. "And for me to offer an amendment that simply says we ought to raise those penalties and have every one of my Democratic colleagues in the House Judiciary Committee vote against that, tells you everything you need to know about the seriousness and the lack of resolve that they have to actually deal with this issue squarely," he said. Claiming the Democrats have no concern for the impact of open borders on both Americans and migrants, Roy accused them of simply wishing to feel compassionate without actually helping the situation. "They don't care about having open borders. They don't care about what that does to Americans. They don't care about what that does to migrants," he said. "They want to pat themselves on the back in the false name of compassion that they like brown people when it is brown people in South Texas who are bearing the brunt of wide open borders," he added. However, according to Roy, there's a lot of brown people in South Texas that are tired of being taken for granted by a Democratic Party that likes to claim the mantle of compassion while they allow people to die. "Talk to the ranchers, talk to the sheriff in Brooks County where they've got a mobile morgue with 50 dead bodies of migrants sitting in it right now," he said, noting the over 100 dead bodies found last year in that county. "Talk to the people and the ranchers who find dead migrants on their ranches every single day," he added. "Talk to the people who run the human trafficking rings about what's happening to little children and how they're being abused for profit by cartels." Calling the Democratic Party completely MIA on the issue, Roy accused Democrats of not doing anything to combat it, while calling the response to his amendment a telling vote. The Texas representative emphasized the toll such policies continue to take on the country. "The fact of the matter is Americans are dying," he said. "Americans are getting put into the sex trafficking trade because the power of cartels and the coordination with dangerous criminal elements in our country." In addition, he pointed to the nation's current opioid crisis. 107,000 dead Americans from drug overdoses and poisonings. Not overdoses, poisonings from fentanyl being pumped into our communities from China through cartels into our country, he said. Roy argued that the U.S. is under invasion at its southern border. "You're damn right, we're under invasion," he exclaimed. "Americans are dying, cartels are profiting, and we ought to do something about it. And I'm not just talking about Democrats, I'm talking about Republicans," he added. "It's not enough to sit and complain about it and talk about it, we need to do something about it." Roy also suggested a number of steps to take to fight against the invasion. "Don't fund the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, that is not securing our border," he said. "Don't pass NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, and say that America is defended when we haven't done crap to defend our border when we're under assault every single day. And that's what we need to do," he added. In April, Roy called to reject funding a government that refuses to secure the border, pass his discharge petition to preserve the policy that helps border officials regulate the inflow of illegal immigration, and have the Lone Star State stand up in the fight to protect the border. The United States currently faces record high levels of illegal immigration, with more than 209,000 migrants apprehended after crossing the border from Mexico into the U.S. in March, the highest number of migrant apprehensions for 1 month since March 2000, the last year of the Clinton administration. It also breaks the Biden-era record of 200,658 set in July 2021. Last month, Border Patrol agents apprehended nearly 192,000 migrants who illegally crossed from Mexico, according to government records reviewed by Breitbart Texas. Since March 1, agents apprehended more than 182,000 migrants in the nine southwest border sectors. Last year, President Biden set new records for illegal immigration by enticing more than 2 million border crossers and illegal aliens to take the often deadly journey through Mexico to the nation's southern border in the hopes of being released into the U.S. Earlier this year, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was reported to have admitted in private that illegal immigration in President Biden's first year in office was worse now than ever in American history. In May, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley called to secure the border, stating that if all illegal immigrants were gathered into a new city, it would be the fourth largest in the country. In April, Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, warned the country was heading toward the biggest migration crisis in U.S. history as a result of Biden administration policies. In March, Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK, accused President Biden of significantly damaging national security by deliberately creating a border crisis to expand the Democrat voter bloc, as he called for an investigation into the president over his actions. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.